Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come another Lord's Day. We come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace and asking you to continue to look down upon us and love us as your own children. We come asking you, dear Father, to continue to stand before us and guide us through this sin-sick world. For we know that Satan is moving to and fro like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. And he has targeted each and every one of your children. So we're asking you, dear Father, help us to continue the fight of righteousness, the fight of faith, and the fight of love, so we can make heaven our home and the final confirmation of all things. We also come praying to you, dear Father, asking you to help us to continue to keep the courage to be willing to go into this world, seeking out Christians wherever they are, bringing them back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. Help us to continue to preach and teach the word of God so men will hear it and sinners will come running and asking, what must I do to be saved? And once they come, let us as your children take the time to preach and teach to them the word of God. We're also asking you, dear fathers, we preach and teach this word, that you will help us, your children, to continue to lock hand in hand, arm in arm, and remain in love with all of the children of this world, but especially those who are the household of faith. We're also asking you, dear fathers, we love and care for each other as we should and ought to, that we will show the world what we stand for. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will help us to go and let us continue to shake a fist of rebellion in the face of Satan and let him know that we don't belong to him, but we're the children of the one and only true God. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who are meeting and grouping in darkness. We see them on television by the thousands going astray. Help us, your children, to seek out that crowd of souls, to preach and teach to them the word of God, so they will know what's necessary to make heaven their home. We're also praying to you, dear Father, that you will help us, your children, to continue to go through this world, to continue to let the world know who we are and what we stand for. We also pray, dear Father, that we will continue to come out and pay homage to the cause of Christ. Set at the foot of the preached brethren. Help them to continue to spread your word through this land and country. We know that there is a fight going on, but we believe, your children, that we have won this fight and we will continue to win it. So let us not fall in love with this world and turn back into the world, but continue to march on, holding hand in hand and arm in arm, making heaven our home. We also come praying to you, dear Father, as the preacher brothers stand and preach your word to make their calling and election sure. Give them courage so they can make full proof of their ministry. Help them to continue to go throughout this land and country. Help them to let people know what we stand for. For too often we run into people, and especially children, and ask them what they know about God, and their answer is simply nothing. Help us to teach and preach the word of God to our children, for we'll have to turn this ministry over to them. So let us arm them with the things that are necessary so they can preach and teach the word of God and show sinners what's necessary to make heaven their home. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to love one another. Let us show the world what love is about. Let us lock hand in hand and arm in arm with one another. And if there's some grievance among us, let us cast it aside, and let us also throw aside all of those weights that so easily beset us as Christians. And once we've done all of this, let us face up to Jesus Christ and say, here we are, Lord, take us home with you. And if we have been found faithful and have found confirmation of all things, let us go home with Jesus Christ and be his children, forever worshiping him. These prayers we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.